My name is Amaya Mretta, and I'm a writer living in Long Beach, California. Firstly, I'd like to thank Finn Bell for having me on the show. We met during a Stand in the Gap open mic that I host, and now she's a wonderful part of our community. She's an amazing, nurturing soul, as you probably already know. The Point of Collision is a poem that delves into generational trauma and what it means for the human spirit to reconcile the past and reclaim the future. I pray these words meet you in all the right places. May this poem be a space for your heart to feel less alone, for you to feel seen and known, for you to feel in a world that tries its hardest to numb. I pray this is a place where you feel safe to release your pain and heartache, but also a place where you find yourself proud and smiling, realizing how much strength and light lives inside of you. The Point of Collision. It's a few months before her womb will become my first cradle, her voice my first song, her scent my first home. On the intersection of Ivory and Frieda Street, my mom hops in the bed of a big red lifted truck until the driver punches the gas from 0 to 60, her 15-year-old body flinging and flipping like a death roll, head stamping holes into asphalt as she tumbles and tumbles down the top of a hill. Sequin blood spooling out, she needs to go to the hospital, she needs to heal, she needs to rewind time, but you can't take back what's already in motion. Meanwhile, on the same block, my dad bikes as fast as he can, pumping his legs to catch a careening bowling ball, but he can't get enough momentum and it smashes straight through the newly painted fence. He wants to ask for his bowling ball back, but he's too scared. Granddaddy will beat him, throw him out in the snow with his shoes off. 30 years later, Mom grabs a hatchet and goes back to Frieda, still not sure which way is sky or grass, tells the new owners to get out of her old house, thinking they're intruders. The child of two teens drunk at a party, my body the closest they came to a halt. I remember Aunt Bonnie in that bright yellow house that was always so dark inside, drinking vodka while she made me coffee with sweet cream, waiting for my mom to sleep off those wild horses. I felt so old to be 5 and sipping something only grown-ups drink, but in the end, I just wanted her to wake up. When my mom called, she said, "I love you. I love you. I love you." The person monitoring thought it was inappropriate. Doesn't that make you uncomfortable? She should ask you how you are or what you're doing. I had spent so long watching her spin that hearing her say, "I love you," again and again felt normal, like part of me touched the shine of her marble mind, even from a distance. When I visited her, she kept asking the nurse for her purse. She wanted to give me her money. A nurse plopped a bag full of coins the size of a small sparrow in my hand. It was all she had. I'm afraid of the point of collision, yet it's the very things I crash into that have the most potential of curving my path. The best chance at finding a soft patch of grass. I may not sense the spinning, already tumbling together through space. Our natural tendency is to retain motion, and so it all appears to be at rest. That's the scariest, the spinning I don't feel, the kind that's inherited, the story that lives in the body and rolls on to daughters and sons until by some bizarre coincidence it is acted upon by force, like the gulping sound of a new bowling ball popping out, a glitch in the system, a chance for someone to tuck their fingers and thumb into future generations just enough to shift the weight of time. Every once in a while, if I listen closely, I can hear the darkness screeching, destiny shifting, awareness exploding, as lives on straight downhill lines collide and split off to give birth to fresh eyes. Now I'm crossing Ivory and Frieda on the way to Dad's funeral. He never did stop that bowling ball, smooth like the beer can he held moments before he died. Mom's still tumbling out there somewhere. I hope she's okay. With all the love a human heart could offer, a cup of coffee, and of course, deep thankfulness for your presence in this world. Thanks for listening.